When a pipe burst at the Manchester VA Medical Center last July, the ensuing flood ruined spaces where veterans meet their doctors. One of those spaces was dedicated to women's health. Now, as the VA rebuilds itself, some see an opportunity to improve the experience for women veterans. NHPR's Peter Biello reports.
Before July's flood, to get to the women's health clinic at the Manchester VA, women needed to walk through the front door, climb a flight of stairs to the elevator, and ride it up to the sixth floor. Veteran Cindy McGurk hated that elevator ride.
Because I always get pushed back, and then they all start talking. Hi, how you doing? And I know they mean well, but I need to get the hell out of there.
McGurk has PTSD. When she was in the Army during Desert Storm, she says she was repeatedly gang raped by male soldiers. So being in a tight little space with men is stressful, to say the least.
So I stopped the elevator, and I take the stairs, because I can't handle it.
On the sixth floor, the space reserved for women was really small, like a closet, McGurk says.
I mean, essentially, it's this little room. It has two exam rooms in it, the nurse's office, and then the secretary.
McGurk says this is not acceptable. She says women need a bigger space with a separate entrance so other women who have experienced military sexual trauma can avoid stressful encounters with men.
Because we're just as important as all the other veterans, and we're not treated that way.
The flood wiped out the Manchester VA's women's clinic on the sixth floor. For now, women receive their care on the first floor with men. Laura Case is the Women Veterans Program Manager at the Manchester VA. She says the women's clinic will be redesigned.
So the clinic now will have a complete separate waiting room that is not impacted in the hallway. They will have a complete separate waiting room for them to come into. They can feel that their care is sensitive and private.
But it'll still be on the sixth floor with no separate entrance from the outside. The workaround, Case says, is that women who feel uncomfortable can ask for a VA escort. That's not enough, says Democratic Congresswoman Annie Custer. She wants a separate entrance for women vets, like the one at the VA in White River Junction, Vermont.
I think Manchester has fallen behind the times, frankly, and that this is an opportunity. And certainly I can tell you, you will have the strong support of the federal delegation to back you up with that.
Custer says that includes additional funding, if necessary. Fewer than half of all VA medical centers in the country have a freestanding women's clinic. Patty Hayes oversees women's health care at the VA. She says not all women want to be separate.
Some women tell us they don't want to be in a women's clinic. They don't want to be seen as that different. Or they will tell me things like, a soldier's a soldier's a soldier. I just want my health care from somebody that knows how to take care of me.
She says women need to have a choice. Right now, the Manchester VA does not have plans for a freestanding women's clinic. Of course, physical space at the VA is just part of the healthcare picture for women vets. Legislation co-introduced earlier this year by Senator Maggie Hassan aims to enhance care for women vets by expanding peer-to-peer counseling for victims of sexual assault and enhancing maternity care. That bill is currently stalled. Right now, the Manchester VA is rebuilding the women's clinic. Officials say it's scheduled to reopen in early November. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.